foggy, very foggy. I'm sitting here in Budapest. I'll be leaving this morning. Not this morning, actually, early in the afternoon for the airport. And I hope wherever everyone is, they're in good health and good Krishna consciousness. I'm looking at the Śrīla Bhakti Cintāmani, a copy of the first 100 books that came out from the printers, actually from the binders, because the book's been printed, they have to be bound. Very, very beautiful, very thick. Śrīla Prabhupāda said that when he saw one of his books in print, he felt that he had conquered an empire. It's a really wonderful feeling. And of course, although my books are not of the significance, quality of Śrīla Prabhupāda's books, Śrīla Prabhupāda's books are law books, but these are, I guess, bylaw books, because they're in pursuance of Śrīla Prabhupāda's teachings. They expand on them, and particularly because they're Śrīla Prabhupāda's will. It's a sense of achievement in the realm of permanence, you could say. That was one of the reasons why 10 years ago, and that was 10 years ago in 97 when I was in Vrindavan, then I really felt that although I spend a lot of time preaching to devotees, counseling devotees, preaching to non-devotees, the one-on-one preaching is just that, it's limited. The results may last, they may not last, at least from the relative point of view. And I thought, how is it that I can actually increase the efficiency of my preaching, my talking, or at least add to it? And that's when I became very inspired to write, because that was Śrīla Prabhupāda's desire and Śrīla Prabhupāda's example, Brihat Mridanga. By writing, you speak simultaneously to hundreds or thousands, and the sound vibration doesn't go off when you finish speaking what you've spoken, but it continues on. I speak, I'm a medium, but ultimately Krishna is speaking. Krishna's associates are speaking the message of transcendence to all those who want to hear it. And although this book, I don't know if I've ever put such non-stop effort in anything to such an extent, really. I'm not talking about just books, but about any particular service. But more or less, this was my life for 2 years. And seeing that book and reading it and touching it, and I feel, well, I put a lot of time and energy into it, but now it's here, and in one form or another, it will continue on. Śrīla Bhakti Cintāmani, the tattva of devotional service, how devotees elevate themselves through the stages of devotional service by the same one practice of chanting and hearing, yet doing it with different emphasis, with increasingly purified consciousness. I hope that you all find this book of assistance, pleasing. When I get letters, particularly about Krishna Sangati and Venu Gita, also I receive many letters about the Shiksha Guru and the Bhaktivedanta Purit boards. I really feel like, oh, this is really worthwhile. This hard effort is worthwhile because I'm pleasing Vaishnavas. And even when I'm not making any concerted effort, I'm sitting here. Perhaps someone else is reading a book somewhere else. They're gaining pleasure from that. And what better thing can be done in life than to please Vaishnavas? That was why I began writing these books, and that's why I'll continue to write them. I feel it a challenge now to continue writing. In one sense, since Kesha Bharati Maharaj left at the end of March, the sort of intense editing stopped, and then I was working with Kaishori on and him over the internet, and that was on and off, but nothing like what I've been doing for the previous 2 years. I haven't even written this year. Now I've got, as I usually do when I write, a suitcase full of books with me, and I hope that the airlines will accept them. And continuing what I had begun earlier this year, and that was the book about New Pachadam, how the Dham itself becomes manifest by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, by their service and the desire of the Lord. I spoke about some trepidations I had about writing this book to devotees in New Pachadam. I won't mention that here right now. But I just wanted to also thank all of the devotees who helped with the editing and translation, distribution, artwork, layout. The thanks are written there in the acknowledgement. It's not a one-man show, and it's more like a team effort. Ultimately, the book is meant to glorify Radhe Shyam for the path of pure devotional service is the path to them. They have given that path. They're the goal of the path. And they make it possible for us to walk that path. We live by the mercy of Vaishnavas, Guru and Krishna, Yasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada. Literally speaking, we can't execute our devotional service, we can't chant Hare Krishna. In Kali Yuga, people are so fallen, so disqualified, that even such simple things become very, very difficult to do. Therefore, we must certainly depend on their mercy, and particularly brings to mind that verse about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Katanchana smite yasmin sukkaram dukkaram bhavet. Very difficult things become very easy when one remembers and takes advantage of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is manifest in the form of sadhus and guru. His mercy is manifest in the form of the process of devotional service. Bhairaga vidyarani jabhakti yoga shiksha shtamikam purusha purana. He's given us that very, very ancient but very difficult process and made it very easy. And his mercy manifests when he reveals himself to us in the form of Gauranga, in the form of Radha Krishna, and gives us entrance into Navadvip Dham, Goloka Vrindavan Dham. So please all trod the path of Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. Don't let devotional service be commonplace. Don't get japa, reading, so many other things mechanical. Take everything very, very seriously, as if your life depends on it, for it does, as if this is your last breath, for it could be, as if Krishna consciousness is the only thing that can save you, which it is. Don't be dependent on the material energy. Don't have faith in Maya. Don't have faith in the fallible soldiers. Just have faith in Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakya Chitete Koriya Akya. This should be our only meditation. And now I'm going to go give class to devotees. Wish everyone the best, and we'll be continuing with podcasts as days roll on, and when I get to Mayapur, then I'll give some little reports on perhaps some of our GBC meetings, at least those which are available, and be broadcasting live from the Holy Dham. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.